الحمد لله. Now we discuss the principles and the masail of the tariq. So mashallah, you have heard some of the reasons why, wrong reason actually, you may say, people go to the salihin or do bay'ah, and then because they have done it for wrong reasons, they are not going to attain those things sometime. So then they will despair, they will leave, they will become agitated, they will become demotivated, and they are going to leave the path. That's what's going to happen. A person is aware. Because if you set unattainable objectives, so what will happen? That they are unattainable. You can't attain them, so you either, obviously then there is a difficulty. So we have discussed a few, and inshallah we'll discuss one or two more. Bismillah. So some people, they see other people in some majalis. For example, you might see someone that when anath or any in a speech, they are become very emotional or sentimental, and they are nare maar rahe hain zor zor se, and they are takbir nare takbir ya, or they just actually begin to say the name of name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very loudly, and it's become uncontrollable. Or they begin to move and jump around, which is, some people they are in control, some people they are not in control, some are just pretending, and some are real that they can't control themselves. So the people who are sitting here, women, if there's a woman majlis, only women there are, so people have this idea that this person has really reached somewhere, and that's what we should also try to attain, that we don't get this kind of type of feeling. So many people, they see and they come to do bath or with mashayikh, they expect that we are going to attain some kind of condition like this. So Hazrat Farmaya, that the Imam says that baza ye chahte hain, many of them they want ke khub josh o kharosh aur masti paida ho aur khub nare lagaya kare, that they want actually to come into this emotional state and this altered state of mind, and khub nare lagaye and say many things loudly. So sometimes people do in majali. So it's not sin for the people who are doing, but it's not objective as well. It doesn't show that they are any more close to Allah than the others. Because it is an uncontrollable state. It might actually be, in some cases, weakness. So this is not something one should aim for. If someone has, alhamdulillah, one should not think bad of it. Them also, you should know for yourself, I am not aiming for this. This is not my objective. This is not the objective of the tariq or the sharia or the haqiqah. You see, we are only discussing tariqah yet. I've never spoke to you about haqiqah, which is actually the state of salihin, the higher state of salihin. Hum to abhi tariqat ko hi discuss kar rahe hain. Iske aage haqiqat hai, which actually begins from our fourth, when a person enters fourth stage, really he gets some of the illumination of the sharia and tariqah. And then that leads to haqiqah. That is a thing to be experienced rather than be set. Lekin ye phir baad ki baad, that is actually next thing. So shariat hai, phir tariqat hai, and then haqiqah, the reality or truth. It is something else. But we ahmed, so shariat se bhi waqif nahi hai. People are not yet aware of talimul haq, jo 6 years, 7 years bachchon ko padhai jati hai. To kya, what tariqat and what haqiqah? It is just wishful thinking. So some people, as I said, that in majalis, in zikr, in majalis-e-milad, ek banda khada ho gaya, one has stood up, the other is sitting down, or other starts to behave uncontrollable, moving, his head and moving his body and moving his arms here and there and jumping, and two people actually are trying to control him or calm him down. So some are sitting there, or others they think, bhai haan bhai is bande ko ye to bada Allah ke kareeb banda hai. He might be, but that's not the sign. Wo shayad wo Allah ke kareeb ho, wo to Allah hi behtar jaanta hai, but that is not the sign, that the twitching and the moving about is not a sign anyway. But you see, from this one is not going to judge, and one should not make one's objective. By iska bhi khyaal rakhna. Or they say, think that guna aap se aap chhoot jayenge, khaish duniya ki mit jaye. Or these many people have idea that because they are sinning here and there every day, now they think one way to get rid of this sinning is actually that when we go and enter the tariq or follow a shaykh or bayat kar lenge, the immediate effect of the bayat will be that the sins will abandon us. So they do not have intention, but we will abandon the sin. They have this, kabhi, guna aap se aap, that automatically the sins will abandon us. Ab ye bhi galat baat hai, this is not going to happen. The sins are not going to abandon you, because the sins don't actually come to you. You actually bring the sin into you. I mean, you practice the sin. You actually use your willpower wrongly. So, ye bhi objective nahi banana chahiye. So, those people who have this, they have this idea in their mind. So, after 2 years, 1 year, they're going to think, guna to chhoot hi nahi, I am not benefiting. I might as well actually. There is no benefit at all. So, ye yaad rakho ke aapne guna chhodne hai, that you are going to leave the sin. The sins are not going to leave in any way. Because sins are lifeless things. Unme to wo cheez nahi hai. They are actions which you earn. So, the person who is earning, they automatically it's not going to happen. And that because the mujahida jo hai wo to maut tak hai, it is till death. Wo to maut tak mujahida means to abstain from the sin, or it can be different levels. Some people abstain from major sin, some from minor sin, some from very minor sin, and some from just their delving into the dunya or other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some even from any other thought except Allah, for them the sin is like this. So there are different levels, but automatically nothing is going to happen. Even Anbiya alayhi salam's companions, if they did not at ancient times or in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they did not want to leave, they are not masoom. They cannot. If aap se aap guna chhoot jaye, if the sins actually they leave you by themselves, then this means that you have become ma'asoom, infallible, or actually that you will not, that you are completely innocent. This type of isma is only with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. While the other old people, they will have mahfuziyat, preservance, like the great awliya Allah Sufi, the Aqtab and the Ghos, and they have certain protection. It's very hardly they fall into sin. But still they have a possibility of falling into a minor sin or a sin. And it is not against their status, balayat. Because balayat means a person who can sin, who is not ma'asoom. So many people, if people think that wali should be, that they never sin, that is a wrong objective as well. They can, mashayikh, they can do mistake because they are not anbiya, they are not rasool. A person who thinks the wali should can never do mistake or sin, he is actually believing that they are nabi, they should be anbiya, they should be nabis. This is the quality of the prophets. So the mashayikh, that their dominant, their most dominant condition is that they don't sin and they attain do virtuousness. So a person who will have this marifat, so if he sees anything in his teacher or as such, Shaitan cannot misguide him, saying, I am getting guidance from this one. If he sinned, so this, if he had sinned, like Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dubar Rahmatullah explained in his book, that is a dalil ki wo wali hai, it's not a nabi. That's how a person should see. So if a wali has, maybe the sin which you are saying is not sin in reality, that only you think it is sin. But if it happens even, this should be a daleel, that this should be evidence that he is a wali, not a prophet. Nabi, ye to ek nabi nahi hai. So guna aap se aap chhoot jayenda, the sins will never leave you, and now this is the objective. You have to do mujahida. And the mujahida can become, it can be harder, then it can become easier, but still there will be mujahida at your level. As I have given you example again, the mujahida of some people is to abstain from major sin. They can't preserve their eyes, or they can't guard their eyes, or other type of zina and things. That's their mujahida. So the mujahida can change. Others mujahida would be from the minor sins. Others would be from other undesirable acts that they have to do mujahida, not to do them. The others would be they have to control their thoughts. So mujahida to rahega. Because as you increase, the shaitan also have a very more according proportional level plan to misguide the person. So they're going to harm. So he have to do mujahida. So even if the sins, guna to wo chhod hi dega banda, lekin shaitan to nahi chhodega usko. Shaitan is never going to leave. So many people say, why that why in the churches and synagogues that the there are no fights and people fight in the mosque. Actually, in the churches or synagogues, whatever they are doing, shaitan is happy anyway that they are doing his work. Unko zarurat nahi, he never actually wants, and he never actually say that they are already doing my job, I am happy what they are doing. So why would he disturb when they are already imagining? So he is going to go that where people are worshipping purely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's going to interfere there. Similarly, people who get waswas and things like this, it only comes to those where the thief or the robber comes, where the money is in the bank, robber, wo bank mein aega, shop mein aega. Ab humare ghar mein aage, usne kya lena hai? Not many robbers will actually visit. Bade jo bade planning and the high level robber and those things, they are going to visit places where there's some kind of treasure, not petty places where they are not going to get enough for eating as well. So, wahan to wo kabhi nahi jayenge. Is tarah shaitan bhi jo hai, waswas jo banduk mein dalta hai, wo unhi mein dalta hai ki jin ke paas daulat hai, who have the treasure of iman. So a person should be pleased that I have treasure of iman, that is why shaitan is visiting me. If I had not, maybe he doesn't visit. So, ye bhi bande ko yani khayal karna chahiye iska. To khwaishe duniya ki mit jaye, or the desire of duniya completely actually eliminated in that person. No, as I said, that person still have to do mujahida at some level. The levels can change, but the mujahida is going to be there. So if he sets this wrong objective in the beginning, after 1 year, 10 years, he's going to think, sins have not left me. He's never going to think, have I left the sins or not? The khaish of dunya has not left me. Shaitan has not left me. I have not attained the purpose. It's no use. Put hands in the hand of shaitan and walk around. Bas yahi hai. Wo to phir tabahi hai, that is more destruction. But where it came from is because his amateurness and his very unsound knowledge regarding what he wanted in the first place. So nek kamon mein irada hi na karna pade, aap se aap hi ho jaye kare. Similarly, so many people also think that the virtuous acts, they also would automatically happen from them. Now they are not employing any effort, any endeavor. Jis tarah wo ye chahte hain ki bhai gunah unhe chhod dein, hum na chhode gunahon ko, gunah hame chhod dein. Is tarah they also make objective that automatically tahajjud bhi padhna shuru ho jaye hum, or ibadat mein bhi rahe, we don't have to do that. Not we are employing anything, that we are endeavoring, that we should strive. But no, the good deed should strive to come to us. And now that this is matters upside down. Bhai ye to mamla ulat ho gaya hai. Nek amal jo hain, wo hamare tak nahi aayenge, humne nek amal tak jana hai. So, nek amal to hain, कहां अल्लाह पाक ने रखे हैं उनको, अल्लाह पाक ने पैदा फरमाते हैं उनको, बट वी हैव टू गो देयर, दे आर नॉट गोइंग टू कम. सो मैनी पीपल ऑल्सो, इफ सम पीपल दे हैव दिस सब्जेक्टिव इन देयर माइंड दैट द सिंस आर गोइंग टू लीव अस, द गुड डीड्स आर गोइंग टू कम टू अस ऑटोमेटिकली विदाउट आवर एफर्ट, दे आर गोइंग टू कम टू अस जस्ट डूइंग अ बेयर और सिटिंग इन एनी नेक मजलिस. इट्स नॉट ऑलवेज, इट डज नॉट हैपन लाइक दिस. And this is not the right objective or aim which one should set in the beginning. If irada hi na karna pade, aap se aap ho jaya karein. That it should automatically happen. Because even Anbiya al-Islam, they had to intend for the good deeds. Mujahida for through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhan nabi jahid al-kuffara. The strive or do jihad against the disbelievers and munafiqeen. And wasbir. Nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'un arbam, that be patient, stop yourself that with the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. So even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, virtues karne ke liye kitna mujahida. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed feet would swell, aapke paon jo hai phool jate the. So ye kar rahe hain, to automatically to nahi ho raha, this is not happening automatically. It is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intending. तो अल्लाह पाक ने तो तौफीक अता फरमाई है. अल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल हैज गिवन तौफीक टू द पीपल. तौफीक इज दैट इज दिस सेपरेट टॉपिक, बट तौफीक जो है वो अल्लाह पाक ने सबको अता फरमाई है, हदायत दी है. और पीपल एक्सेप्ट और नॉट एक्सेप्ट, दे वांट द हदायत टू कम टू देम, दे आर नॉट गोइंग टूवर्ड्स हदायत. सो दोज पीपल डोंट अटेन हदायत, हु डू नॉट वांट टू गो टू हदायत, एंड दे आर वेटिंग फॉर हदायत टू कम टू देम. So hidayat has come to a level, Quran was revealed, the messenger has come, it's going to stop there now. Now you have to do the, you have to take up the few steps to there, and then the more guidance will come. If you go towards misguidance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open the ways of misguidance for you as well. Yes, zahid, this is a punishment for the person. So it is very, very dangerous. And also they think with that is that waswas or khatarat sab fana ho jayen. That all, we should never get waswasa or any evil thought. Sab fana ho jayen, they all become extinct. Bas ek alme mahviyat ka rahe. A state of intoxication should stay. That a person is intoxicated and very much in the state of such state that he does not have any, or she does not have any kind of other thoughts or thoughts of sin. While Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُرْ say, O messenger, رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. O Allah, I seek refuge from the hamazat, from the waswas as well, from the of shayateen, and that they may be present here. So your messengers, you see, in shaitan put waswasa in Adam alayhi salam, that it is eat this, this is the tree which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidden, this is the kind of that which was the only particular tree, this is the kind of tree which is only the kind of the tree, that tree, it is not the actual tree. So and you will get this because of benefit, etc. So waswas agar anbiya mein sahaba mein aayenge, so this is a full-fledged different chapter altogether, waswas, how to deal with them and the khatarat. So if the companions would have waswas, who are the highest awliya Allah, other people, if they make this objective, from which even Anbiya al-Islam are not actually spared, that shaitan sometimes go to them and put waswasa in them, but Allah Azza wa Jalla protects them, that's a different matter. How this person wants to actually make this an objective, ye bhi nahi hoga, he have to now fight the waswasa. As I said, then the waswasa, because the treasure is there. Aapke paas iman hai. You have iman, the treasure of iman in your inner self. So that is why the thief, the robber, the shaitan is coming. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the companion said, that we have waswas, that it's very difficult for us even to say. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you like them? They said, we don't like these. And he said, Zalika sarihul iman. This is pure. And this is very clear iman, in one riwayat, this is pure iman that you have. Be pleased. khush ho jao, rejoice that this you have iman. Because the iman is saying that these are, this thing is wrong. So waswasa, shaitan is going to put more, not in kuffar, not in actually other people. As I said, the mosque is the house of Allah, to yahan wo aayega, ladai karayega, fitna karayega. So this is not an excuse that people, what they are doing is right, that they should cause fitna, but I'm just telling you the reason. While in idol worshipping or anything which other than Allah is worshipped, shaitan is happy. So in clubs, discos, they have, shaitan is worshipped. People even drink very less, like even they have trouble. They cause trouble still there, but not as sometimes actually he plans and he tries to control and cause fitna in the places of worship where Allah is worshipped alone in the pure, most pure form with tawheed. So waswasi aayenge, they can come. No matter a person can has been trained. So you can go to the purification of the mind, still you can get waswasa after that. But only thing will be that you are not going to entertain it and it will not going to affect you. But the mujahida will be still there at your own level. So sometimes people get to this state that they are in a state of intoxication, and but that's a state, it's not really that is beyond the control, it's beyond the choice and control. Sometimes it happens due to the amal which one's been doing, really, is a result. So ye khyal pehle sab khyalon se paakida samjha. These thoughts are thought to be the most, the very right reasons to do bad and to come to the tariq. Ke bhai, I am want to do good, I want the sins to leave me, I want the virtues things come to me, and I want to be intoxicated with the love of Allah. Main nare lagaun aur kisi ka mujhe hosh na rahe, and doing these matter and stay in these states now and then, and love of dunya completely evaporates, and bas ye, even desire of dunya, love of dunya, that can evaporate, but the khaish dunya, to a level it will stay, it is needed in sharia, that dunya Allah ke liye phir dunya banda ikhtiyar karta hai. So this is thought to be pure from many other good thought, good intention, good aim, good objective, because the person is not wanting dunya, he is wanting either to be free from sins, free from waswas, and decorate himself from evil. But this is, lekin mansha iska bhi na waqfi hai, but this also is, shows the unawareness and lack of understanding of the person. Ye amur min jumla kafiyat wa hawal ke hain, all these things are states and feelings, jo ikhtiyar se kharij hain, they are beyond one's choice, beyond one's intention, beyond one's control. You cannot bring them, and they are, like sneezing is not in the control of anyone. So the real, if a person is sneezing, it will just come, it's not in them. So anyone who is sneezing, wo alhamdulillah kahega, usko ajr milega. Even if someone is not sneezing, so alhamdulillah to usne kaha achha hai, it is good. But if someone is not, usko neech nahi aa rahi, if he is not getting a sneeze, so he is not any sinful. He is not any further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kyun? But it is a matter which is not concerned. If he acts rightly after that, alhamdulillah. So similarly, these kafiyat, these ahwal, if someone gets them from Allah, as they are uncontrollable, as they are just come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are good. Wo mahmood hai. But they are not the objectives. So that is why people confuse the tariq, and then when they come into other people and they tell, brother, one should get like this, one should be in the love of Allah, intoxicated, it is only the highest. So all people, the people are there, they are confused, what is the tariq, what they want from it, and what they should be achieving, and so what it happened, it takes them to actually, after all, the result is that they leave even the part of the sharia which is concerned there, that aside the tariqah. So they mystify and they make the tariqah a mystery, which is really, it's not. That is a thing which comes after, as they say, haqiqah, that is also, there is no mystery about that as such, but for those people who reach that stage, it is clear. But as far as the tariq is concerned, or the tariqah, that is not, there is no confusion and perception. But people who do not know these things, yes, maybe they are after these things. They are doing zikr and other matters, but they are after these things. So if they see someone twitching, if the body is twitching, or you vindare mara, he might go home and shaitan might put in his or her mind, haan bhai, tumhe to kabhi nahi ye hua, tumhe to, you have never had this feeling, you never had this, you know. But he might become demotivated, dissuaded. I am, aaj ka zikr main nahi karun, kitni der hogi karte karte. So I have never actually, nara kabhi nahi mara maine, never actually spoke loudly or had any such feeling, itching or such matter. So that is what shaitan wants, and these people become a victim of shaitan. So these are beyond one's control. These feelings are good, but they are not the objectives. They are not the aim. They are good. Bhai, gunah chhoot jai, it is good. Automatically. So, but it doesn't happen as such. One have to do mujahida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, wa'bud rabbaka, worship your Lord, hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, until you reach death. Until death comes to you. Wa'bud. Ibadat is mujahida. Ibadat is mujahida. So one has to do ibadat. So remember all the things, if a person is offering, I don't have to do mujahida, then that is a place in Jannah. Wo paradise there. That is the life after we are aiming for. We want actually go to that place, a pleasure of Allah, which is Jannah. Wo wahan hai jahan mehnat nahi hai, waswasa nahi hai, shaitan nahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy actually all these things, and the shayateen will put into hellfire, sins, there no chance of sin. Wahan jo hai, there a person will get these things. Here, it is the time of ibadah. It is time of work. It is time to walk the walk. Actually, it's not the time of actually reaping the fruit. It's the time to sow the seeds and plow your plants, but not actually reap. It's coming in ahead. So, in there, gaur karne se malum hoga, if you will ponder deeply, if you gaur karne se malum hoga, so all these things are, they say in Arabic, mahmood. There are two words in Arabic, mahmood and maqsood. Mahmood means good. Hamd, for example, is the one, hamd means praising. That they are praiseworthy. Mahmood comes from the root word hamd. Mahmood means some person name also, they keep named. Flana Mahmood, Isra, Mare Lord Ustad, Hazrat Allama, Dr. Khalid Mahmood. Unka naam bhi Mahmood hai. Rasulullah's name is Mahmood as well. He Maqam Mahmood, the praise, station of praise. So Mahmood, the two words, is praiseworthy, that if anyone gets rid of sins, or if anyone decorates himself with virtues. And the other word is Maqsood, which is means purpose and objective. Which means purpose and objectives. So all these things are Mahmood, but they are not maqsood. So they are praiseworthy if they come, but they are not maqsood. They are not your ultimate aim or objective. So always remember these two words. Many things in science of self-purification, especially the states, they are Mahmood but not maqsood. So one should not go after the things which are beyond one's control. If they come, alhamdulillah, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they don't, still thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it was better for you not to have them. And that's it. Ultimately, a person who puts his trust in Allah, alhamdulillah, he will be in peace. He is pleased in the will of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to keep him in this state, alhamdulillah, I am happy in this place. He is pleased. This person is really independent person. He is beyond kashf, karamat. He doesn't need anything. He is, as Brother Usman was saying, he can say, he is the person who is with his Lord. Allah ke saath hai, who is in company of king, in the presence of king, who has found favor with the king. Ab usko kisi cheez ki zarurat nahi hai. He doesn't need anything. He is beyond all these matters. He is beyond other matters. He is beyond the kingdom. He is with the king. The wo banda hai Allah ka. He is the pure servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely. So in there, all these things which I mentioned, there is a hidden plan, evil plan of the nafs, or hidden desire of the nafs, or there is a hidden, subtle, secret agenda of the nafs and shaitan. What's all in all this? There is a secret, subtle agenda, hidden desire, evil plan of the nafs in there. All these things which I have said. And what is that? Wo ye hai ke nafs talibe rahat aur lazzat aur shohrat ka hai. The nafs wants rahat. Rahat means actually comfort. Nafs desires comfort, enjoyment, lazzat aur shohrat and fame. The nafs loves fame, comfort and enjoyment. In kafiyat mein sab amoor hasil hain. So in these states, he gets either one or all of these, the nafs. Abhi guna apne aap, if the sins leave him, so nafs, the nafs doesn't have to do mujahida, so he's happy. And wo to enjoy kar raha hai. If he doesn't have to do mujahida, to do virtuous things, the nafs is happy. He wants comfort, he's getting the comfort. And if other ahwal, as I say, nare lagana or hal tari hona, this person ko, isko hal tari ho gaya hai, and in there is fame and there is name, kabhi people will say, haan bhai, ye banda bahut, ye pahuncha hua hai, he has reached, this person, the person who reached actually the closeness of Allah, when he is behaving in such a way, or loudly repeating the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a majlis of zikr or majlis of other things, different from other people. So in there is a hidden qaid or hidden plan, hidden desire of the nafs, that either he wants fame or comfort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here actually for really mujahida. And really the comfort of the nafs, because the nafs doesn't have a... It is a mindless, intellectless, and wisdomless being. So really the comfort of the nafs is even in the presence or in the obedience of Allah, and obviously in the hereafter, forever and ever, the nafs is going to enjoy as well. Because nafs is such a baby, but it doesn't have a mind. So if you go after the baby, while you be a mature person, you follow the baby, or a person who can see, he follows the blind. So they are both doomed for destruction. So nafs actually wants these things, but the nafs doesn't know really the real comfort is to actually in the obedience of Allah. Real sukoon is in the obedience of Allah. Real sukoon is in actually attaining paradise, not actually temporal pleasure. But because the nafs, as they say, doesn't have intellect, so it can't decide. You have the intellect. The ruh has the intellect. Akal aap mein hai. So you actually have to decide. So you have to guide the nafs as well. Not go after the nafs, but let the nafs follow you. So you have to somehow control and also take the nafs into paradise, which is part of yourself as well. Because you are going to enjoy as well there. So ye sab amoor hasil hai talib-e rida. So a person should not think of these things. Jis tarah log majzoob ho jate hain. So, or they have a jazb of a certain level. So they sometimes doesn't know. Like you've seen one of my uncles who came. He is the type of a majzoob, and if you obviously when he was actually praying instead of the Kaaba, he was facing the opposite way, and people of the household say that you say twice every time pray, and you are praying. And so he said that I am right wherever I direction the namaz jo hai wo ho jati hai jidhar bhi banda muh karke pade. So wherever you actually face you, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bas isi mein kabhi wo wuzu ke bagair namaz padh rahe. So now there some people might think it is a comfort not to find the direction, not to do wuzu, but that's not for... It is a kafiyat for... He might be excused. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. He might be also judged by Allah or be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not an excuse for others that they should follow that. So he, alhamdulillah, is here. He might come on Monday. So you, people like these, a person should not talk too much these or ask too many things, because you never know what your answer you are going to get. And also a person can be harmed. So it's, but yes, just sitting with them is better if they say something. Yes. But they are not to be followed, but they are just their own state, actually. Because when these majzoobs, the Sharia, because their intellects are not working towards themselves, so many of the instructions of Sharia do not apply to them. So like last time I mentioned, that all of these things are not objective, and the objective is the raza of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. Wo hamara maqsood hai. And how it is attained, inshallah we will, in the tariq, that's what's mentioned. But all those things, how the objective can be attained, they are all under one's control and in one's choice, in one's intention. They are not beyond one's control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set objective, this is to attain my raza, but only some few people are going to, because it's uncontrollable. There's no choice. No. Everything is there where you can intend, you can put effort. There's an option for you actually to endeavor for that. So you have power over attaining it or not attaining it. Every day. Only then you are going to be judged. So wo bahut asaan, this is easy way. When a person is satisfied, alhamdulillah, that my objective is attainable. It is attainable by those acts which are in my control. It is not attainable by those acts which are beyond my control. Because when one will think like that, then one is obviously will be demotivated. To usko phir jo hai nuksan hoga. Now, inshallah, we'll finish here today. But next, we are going to also little bit of ponder over the harmful effect of these things. People who go after these lataif or other things, like for example, you were doing the zikr, woh jis tarah paase infas ka zikr karte hain. Now in this zikr, people get very quickly, they get kashf or anything. So it is dangerous as well. They mean at least that they see anwarat and things or matters. So kisi ka latifa harkat kar raha hai, nahi kar raha, kisi ko noor nazar aa raha hai ya nahi aa raha. So a person who will know these, he will not actually pay any attention to it, or it will be not of significance for that person. Because he is going to, or she is going to judge herself actually, or himself, that how much they are practicing Allah's command with his awareness of his presence or with his presence. That's how they are going to judge. That dawame itaat, continuous obedience, continuous abstaining from disobedience, and continuous presence and awareness of Allah. These things are to be endeavored for. Achha, koi baat puchni hai to aap puch lein, if anything you want to ask, or you are not clear, because maybe we mentioned this two or three times in lifetime, or you may say we are not going to go over again and again very quickly. But you know, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives opportunities. So you should be very clear, crystal clear, that there's no doubt, no entanglement in the mind, that what is this. Only then it is you can go actually forward. Now you can just imagine that when people have conferences or ulama to bayan dete hai an tazkiya e nafs, but imagine that all these things cannot be covered. So that is, as I say, the only to create the want and create the desire and create the thirst in the person. But these, all these and technical know-how, you know, of spiritual purification is only going to be learned when. So that is why people spend time with mashayikh years and years and years, 10, 15, 20 years, that they actually get these enlightenment on these matters. And they are completely, they are sitting and everything is in front of them. They are very clear where they are going, where they should be, why this thing is here, why this thing is not here. So alhamdulillah, they can travel themselves and they can also or guide others. So that's why you see a person who is aware of the way, he is going on the motorway, on the roundabout, he knows the other exit. But if you see himself actually going round the roundabout 10 times, then you know that that person himself is not sure to how he is going to guide himself, or actually he's going to guide others as well. So you open the clear hai, he will be clear going left, right, roundabout, the exit hai, he'll be fully aware. اب یہ چیزیں بہت ضروری ہیں. دیز آر ویری نیسسری تھنگز دیٹ شوڈ پیپل ہو ڈو بیڈ دے شوڈ بریفلی نو کہ بھائی وہ کیوں کر رہے ہیں. بٹ پیپل اف دیئر 15 پیپل ڈوئنگ بیڈ ایوری ون ہیز فالس انٹینشن, ان کو کیا فائدہ ہوگا بعد میں؟ دو چار دفعہ وہ ذکر کریں گے اینڈ دین ایکچولی دیئر ول بی جسٹ ججنگ دیم سیلف اینڈ ججنگ دا مشائی اینڈ ادر تھنگس.
Before the mention about the principles of Tariqi, which are the presence and awareness of Allah, which don't ask a question.
Yes,
also, you mentioned that one level is people is aware of the presence of Allah, and then the presence of Allah itself being in presence. So, why when a person is doing his daily business, or working or studying, whatever, he's got his awareness of Allah, but at the same time, he may be focusing on the work that he's doing. So is that person, if he's aware, how do you have the presence of Allah? Because his focus is elsewhere as well as...
Actually, his heart or his ruh is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo uski hoti hai, when his body or he might be talking, something has taken through the illumination and enlightenment and purification, uski ruh jo hai, wo Allah ke zikr mein hi rehti hai. His heart actually remains. And because when he will ponder over his heart, if he will find that it is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah mentioned. You heard that story when a news of loss in his business actually came, and then profit of his business. He both times he actually pondered and over his heart. And when it was asked, it's a long story. When he was asked, he said that I looked at my heart, that is my heart, in the remembrance of Allah or not. This means that his heart was continuous. Remembrance of Allah and Spirit. So he checked it even by himself. But that state is firstly to acquire. For example, this one of the purpose of this zikr, passe and fast, which you have been doing, or with the breathing, it is one of the purpose is actually that to, so that one breath of one person, or not even one breath, goes without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this takes one to the level of awareness of Allah, that all the time he. Even that person is sleeping, the other can tell. He might know himself, but the other can tell that he is doing zikr. So that actually is the matter when a person is focusing on somewhere else or there. They can uska qalb aur ruh, even without actually knowing him, wo Allah ki yaad mein hi hota. جس طرح نا لائک فار ایگزامپل وی اسپینڈ اسٹینڈ ان پریئرس, ہم نماز میں کھڑے ہوتے ہیں, نماز میں پڑھ رہے ہیں, زبان سے سبحانک اللہ پڑھ رہے ہیں, بٹ سم ٹائم دا ہارٹس اینڈ دا مائنڈز آر ڈیلوڈ ان دنیا اینڈ سنز. ہم سم ٹائم وی فیل دیٹ آفٹر دا پریئر وی ناٹ ریمبر اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ, حالانکہ زبان سے فرام ایکشن فرام دا ٹنگ فرام دا ایئرز وی ہیئرنگ دا نیم آف اللہ, اللہ اکبر اینڈ Subhanakallah, and reading as well from the mind is also being used to read Quran. Because the hearts are actually engaged in dunya. Isi tarah this state comes opposite as well. That you are doing the work of dunya, they can, you are also, your heart and your spirit, ruh jo hai, wo is the presence of Allah Azza wa Jal. But as I say that this cannot, one cannot attain this by thinking, or by knowing, it is a person who goes through self-purification, he just attains this through experience, this just comes to him. So it is, it happens. Like driving, for example, you can also give them. When a person is very expert in driving, he might not be thinking of driving at all. He's focusing on something else. He's talking to someone else in mobile phone or thinking of his business or thinking of doing other things. But also the driving, the act of driving is also happening. But he doesn't know it's going on as such. Everything is happening through his mind because his heart actually, or his mind is just trained like that. Both things are happening while he's focusing on something else, but he's also red traffic light, he's going, stopping, green traffic light, he's going through the brake, the clutch. So this is attainable state by effort. It's not unattainable. It is not ikhtiyari that it just comes upon you beyond your choice. Once you go through and the self-purification, tazkiyah nafs, to go, a person attains. Actually, in the fourth stage up there, a person, they attain near this state. Or kuch, anything else anyone wants to ask, mention? So mashallah, you should learn these things as a summary, you should know it, or in detail if one can actually by heart, and also explain to yourself, preach to others, so that it gets very much embedded in your thoughts, so that when anything like this comes, or vasvasa, or any question, as such to yourself from your nafs or shaitan, then you can utilize the knowledge. Otherwise, if you just listen and not act upon and do not memorize it, then actually you won't know what you're going to do. So it will be like having a weapon at home, but not when actually you see some enemy. So if the weapon is at home, so it is at home. It's not of use. The weapon is useful by which is with you. So these are only some examples, but principles, as you know, that means that you can solve as many as problems you want under that heading. Under that formula, many other things, hundreds of things fit in there. We don't need to spell them out individually. But this is some of the patterns, some of the things are given to you. The others you can think yourself as well as they come to you. Jeev. For my
but some of the Ramanas or in the books it's been mentioned that they constantly remember Allah's Papa. So is the state of the Ruh or is it their mind which remembers Allah's Papa?
As I was explaining to the brother before, that the state of the Ruh of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different. The state of the mind of the remembrance of Allah is different. The state of your body is different. For example, the remembrance of Allah's hands or body is actually to indulge in lawful and virtuous acts, not to indulge in ye inka zikr hai. And the remembrance of the mind, remembrance of Allah is not to think evil, but rather have a pure intention. So the spirit remembrance actually is, because it does not have intellect as such or anything, but it is pure. When it is purified through purification of the nafs, it is in the presence of Allah, meaning that it all the ways feel the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it is as one is living with another person all the time. So for the remembrance, as you are asking about the holy Allah, yes, there is a remembrance of the spirit, but it is different because the spirit is not like it has hands or feet or anything. It has a different faculties. Hands and feet of the body, their remembrance is actually to indulge in, and the heart will have its own remembrance, the mind will have own remembrance. So according to the organ or the part of yourself, the remembrance also changes. But so, for example, a wali, pious, righteous person might doing business. Lekin uski intention, he is doing it honestly. Sara bas uske haath ka to yahi zikr hai. He is doing business. Lekin dimaag uska also, he is thinking purely, not to cheat anyone or anything. He is thinking about goodness. But spirit is in the presence of Allah. Ruh uski jo hai, wo qalb wo Allah ki yaad mein hai. You remember that story you've been told earlier on, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. Aapne suni hai, you have heard from someone, that when he once went to the Kaaba Sharif and he saw a person there who was holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba and saying, "Oh Allah, Oh Allah," and Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah smiled and went past him. And then he came to a bazaar, a market, and he saw a person tearing clothing and measuring. He looked at him and smiled. And when he came home, actually, or his khanqah, so the mashayikh, the disciples asked, other mashayikh also, they asked that, "We saw that you posed for a little while and then you smiled on both occasions." He said, "I was posed and saw the physical state of the person, but I saw, smiled, that his heart actually was completely unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or uski ruh bhi Allah ke unaware." The person who was, although standing in the Kaaba, near the Kaaba, holding the wulat and with the tongue, saying, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah." Dekhen, uska batin jo hai, wo Allah ke kar. But then, this person who was doing business, and tearing clothes, and taking people, measuring and giving to people, but his heart and his spirit was in the remembrance of Allah, Allah ki yaad mein the. Lekin uske haath jo hai wo dusra kaam kar rahe. So for the question for you is that how to attain this, and then I am mentioning to you, by attaining is that a person should get his head down and actually get on with his business, meaning actually his tariq. Then he don't have to ask when he's going to attain it. Usko mil jayegi wo cheez. He doesn't have to ask questions. He doesn't have to ask the stage, but he is just going to get it. So many people amongst our brothers and other brothers as well, when they hear bayanat or they read books of Awliya Allah, Salihin, and or they hear any discourse from me, and so after they ask how to do this, I also have this weakness, I also want this virtue to, and I also have this sin. They should not be asking this question, because the solution already is given to them. For them, all answer is in the court. But they should see that, are we doing what you have prescribed or not? If you are doing, you are going to attain that virtue, you are going to be also be free from that sin one day. If you don't do that and just keep listening and think and wishing that you should want, then you are not going to attain it. Then you will not get it. As you must have read in Imam Ghazali's Minhajul Abidin, when he mentioned ke raja and umniya, ke Allah se umeed rakhna, to hope in Allah and to have wishful thinking, there's difference. Who have read this in Imam Ghazali's book? Ke the difference between having hope in Allah, that when people say that one should have hope in Allah's mercy. So both a person who is sinning, he can also say, "I have hope in mercy of Allah." And a person who is doing righteous deeds, he can say, "I have hope of Allah." So what is, in Sharia, what is the hope? When the Sharia says one should have hope. Who has read this in Minhajul Abidin? Or in any other book? बस आप पढ़ना इंशाल्लाह, ट्राई टू फाइंड इट एंड रीड इट एंड यू शुड हैव एक्चुअली नोन इट. कॉलेज में आप जाते हैं, यूनिवर्सिटी में कितनी किताबें पढ़ते हैं, एंड इफ यू आर फ्रॉम सो मेनी ईयर्स वी हैव प्रिस्क्राइब दिस बुक एज कोर्स बुक, यू से पर्सन शुड नो बेसिक थिंग्स लाइक दिस. भाई उम्मीद में क्या फर्क है, अ पर्सन हु इज फॉलोइंग हिज नफ्स, फॉलोइंग द डिजायर्स ऑफ हिज, और ही इज सिनिंग एंड ही सेज आई हैव होप इन द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह. What to say to that person? A person who is doing righteous deeds, he says, I have more hope. What is the difference? Or in Sharia, what is hope? Sharia does not accept hope in the literal sense. There is a special meaning to it, having hope in the mercy of Allah. Like Salah means to pray in a particular way, particular rikat. It doesn't mean that literal meaning. It can be dua. It doesn't mean dua as such. But it has special. Similarly, hope, having hope in the mercy of Allah, has also a special meaning. It's not like people, one should have hope. So some people say, yes, I have hope in the mercy of Allah. I'm going to be forgiven. I have hope of the mercy of Allah. It's this type of ibadat. One of my teachers once said to us, that he has a spiritual teacher, wo farma rahe the ke, when he explained things to us, explaining, he said that I suspect that I will say things to you and I will die, lekin tum jo hai isi tarah bhool jao, you are going to do same things which you are doing now, and aapka ilm bhi itna hi rahega aur dusri baatein bhi nahi, bas sun ke bas aap sun ho jaoge. तो ऐसा ना हो कि बंदा सुनता रहे और फिर महरूम रहे. आप अपने अमाल लेके आगे जाएंगे, मैं अपने अमाल लेके जाऊंगा. सो दिस इज जस्ट सपोर्टिंग ईच अदर, हेल्पिंग ईच अदर, ताकि अल्लाह पाक हमसे राजी हो जाए और हम शैतान से बच के दुनिया से ईमान के साथ रुखसत हो जाए. तजवीद की क्लास कौन कौन अटेंड करता है? हु अटेंड्स द क्लास ऑन वेंसडे? तजवीद एंड अरबिक. सबका हु डजंट, वो कौन नहीं आता उधर? तजवीद जो वेंसडे होती है, डज दैट मीन दैट यू नो द बेसिक तजवीद, और इज इट मीन दैट यू जस्ट नॉट अटेंड? तजवीद बहुत जरूरी है, बीनिंग एक्चुअली टू रीड द कुरान राइट फुली. दिस इज ऑल्सो रिक्वायरमेंट ऑफ सेल्फ प्यूरिफिकेशन. एक बंदा गलत कुरान पढ़ेगा, आप ये दुआएं पढ़ते हैं मेरे साथ, बट स्टिल मैन आई हियर यू हैव रिसाइटेड टू मी, देर आर सो मेनी मिस्टेक्स. ये तो इन द दुआ इन द वर्सेस ऑफ द कुरान, तो गलती तो किसी से भी हो सकती है, बट नॉट टू डू मिस्टेक्स रिपीटेडली and what we read every day. Plus if you learn the principles of tajweed, so inshallah it is going to become can be learned in 15-20 lessons. They're not very difficult at all.